Maudy smiled coyly.
I suppose a drink of water's out of the question.
She saw Saltier's scowl deepen and continued.
I don't suppose you'd consider loosening off these confounded ropes. Jolly uncomfortable on the old neck and paws, don't you know?
Bruglat thrust Saltier roughly aside. Springing forward, he punched Maudy on the cheek hard. Bruglat bellowed.
Shut up! One more word out of you, rabbit, and you're dead meat. Do you hear me?
The Hermes' head was lolling loosely over the branch. Rangval answered for her.
Ah, faith, sir, you've knocked her out cold. She won't be hearing any beast for a while and thinking.
Bruglat spat on his clenched paw, puffing out his chest.
That should keep her quiet. Just one word out of you two and I'll give you the same. Now shut up.
The three vermin retired a short distance away. They began building a fire to roast some roots they had found along the way. The branch bounced slightly, quivering under Orkwell's chin. He whispered urgently,
Maudy, are you all right?
Contrary to the vermin's expectations, Maudy had not been knocked cold. She was wide awake.
I'm fine, thank you. Now then, you chaps, here's the flipping plan. What?
Rangval chuckled quietly.
I knew it would take more than some snotty-snouted owled vermin to knock you out, Maudy, my darling. We're all ears. What's your grand scheme, eh?
Staying in an unconscious position, Maudy communicated her ruse in hushed tones.
Actually, I've been testing this bally branch, and I don't think it'll stand up to much. Now, here's what we do, chaps. Keep an eye on those clods while you do this. Move together slowly so as we're hunched together like three peas in a bloomin' pot. Good. That's the ticket.
Orkwell whispered eagerly.
What you plan on doing?
Rangval kicked the young hedgehog's paw lightly.
Give over now and listen to the brainy beauty. Go on, ma'am. You've got the floor. Or should I say the branch?
The hermaid continued.
Righto. Grip the branch tightly now. Get your chins well settled on it. Good. When I count to three, give a great leap upward and lean down hard on the branch as you come down. I think this confounded branch will break under our combined weight.
With his chin anchored firmly on the branch, Rangval spoke through his clenched teeth.
You'll pardon me asking, ma'am, but what happens if it don't?
Orkwell growled.
Then we'll just bounce up and down till it does. What then, miss?
Then you two take the broken ends and set about 'em. Rangval, you take the stoat. Orkwell, you tackle the smallest of the two weasels. Leave the one they called Ruglet to me. I owe him one or two good uns. Ready? Right, chaps? Here goes. One, two, three, jump!
The vermin heard the crack and saw the three prisoners leap in the air again. Ruglet grabbed his spear, bounding upright.
Ahoy! What's going on there?
He and his fellow guards came running. There was another crack as Maudy shouted exultantly.
One more'll do it, buckos! One, two, three, jump!
This time the branch snapped right through the centre. The three friends sat down hard on the ground with the impact. Scrabbling furiously, they rid themselves of their bonds, leaping up to meet their foes. Saltier had a dagger in either paw. He dashed toward the trio but was stopped in his tracks by Rangval. The rogue squirrel swung his half of the branch, catching the stoat a terrific blow to the side of his neck. Saltier died with an expression of shock on his face, with his neck tilted at an odd angle.